Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
And I bestowed upon you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one upon me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Because Peter turned to him that he said, to whom shall we go? You have the word of life. Where I know what I left to follow you. Should I go back to my fishing business? No. There is something here. There is something here. Tell your neighbor, there is something here. There is something in this house. Are you listening to me? He said to you, you have the word of life. There is treasure in God's kingdom. There is blessing in God's kingdom. There is abundance in his house. There is something in this house. You know, every ministry carries a unique anointing. If that anointing is not working for you, it's between you and God. It's not the problem of the vessel that God is using. Amen? There is a unique grace upon every ministry you come across. If God has have allowed this church to be formed, to be battered by God's servants, there is something that he wants to accomplish through this ministry that will never be accomplished through any other ministry on earth. God is not a waster of resources. He wouldn't be wasting all these things, all these years of investment. No. He said, but I know your works. I know that you have little strength. And that's the reason why he has come to visit us as a church. He said, I am going to give you open doors. And under God, I'm prophesying over you and this house. This year, God is going to give us open doors. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. This door will not be open because of our personal strength. It will be because of something that God wants to do. It's because of something that is about to break forth. It's because of something that is about to happen, even in the body of Christ. Are you listening to me? Now, he says that, you know, Jesus now, you know, he spoke to the disciples when he said, I'm going to appoint you a kingdom. When you work for human beings, they may reward you and they may not because they are subject to change. Amen? Amen? Can you imagine? I work with different ministries and I have seen signs and wonders. In some ministries, they don't have salary scale. The salary is determined by the whims and the caprices of the senior pastor. And he pays them as he likes. So if you suddenly offend him towards the end of the month, you're on your own. That is human being for you. You see, man, I don't know whether what I'm saying is good, though, because I'm also a man of God. You know, but the problem that people in church today has is because they don't know that the man of God is a man. Is not God. So many people are surprised when they misbehave, including myself. I am a man. If you want to know about me, go and ask my wife. You will know that the person that is talking on the pulpit is even from the one that is at home. Amen to Jesus. However, Jesus said, in his kingdom, men give awards. Even if they want to reward you, what do they give? Long service award. And most of the time, what is it? Plaque. Paco. written on it that you spent 25 years of your life. Work meritorious. Thank you, sir. Or another reward for men is for us, if it's like in my village church now, when we want to do harvest, the person that give more, we clap for them. We give them special seat in front. That is the reward of men. You can imagine. Reward of, so they will clap. So there's something they call bazaar. They use it, they are working on people's emotion. They announce the person that give the highest. And since there is a nature in man that is given to competition, how can Brother James give more? Even I have money than him. So he now will increase his own because he didn't know better. So they will be competing among themselves. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's wrong or easy. That is their own way of making things happen in the church. But because we belong to the New Testament, we understand better that, you see, the best giving is a giving that is induced by the Holy Spirit. You are convinced in your heart that you want to give towards this cause and that you have not thrown away your money. That's the reason why most people don't receive a reward from their giving. Because any time you compel and you force people to part with their money, God is not going to reward it. So the best we can do is to pray and to hold on to the hand of God that can move the heart of men. But when he moves the heart of men, one person can give what all of us cannot give. I am telling you, as I'm talking to you, I saw last year a ministry that was given a whole press, press that has 18 machines. They have to build a house to receive the press because they pray to God that they needed a press because they normally release materials to distribute among Christians. They pray to God, and all of a sudden, one day, somebody just called that it was laid on our heart that we should give our press to the ministry. That is the, in fact, if they have to estimate the amount of money, they themselves don't believe God for the money. Their faith cannot carry it. But because God knows where the things that we are looking for is, and is the owner of everything in existence, he can collect it from whoever he wills per time. Even if you don't want to leave it by freely, he will collect by force because you didn't bring anything here. Are you listening to me? So God says he knows our works. Now let me address how it applies to you as an individual so that you will not think that what I'm saying is a fiction. For example, one day, there's a man called Colinius in the Bible. Do you remember him? He's a Gentile. The Bible says he gives alms. He sows seeds. He prays. He is a devout man in Acts chapter 10. The Bible said his alms became a memorial before God. And God had to send an angel to his house. Say, Colinius, your alms has come before God as a memorial. That's Acts chapter 10 from verse 2. Okay? So, he said, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. You know, he gave so much that God cannot be unjust to leave him as a Gentile. He needs to, come to God's kingdom to embrace. Because when Jesus was here physically, it's only the Jews that he was ministering to. But now, this is a Gentile. And angels cannot preach. Other than that, the angel will have told him, you need to repent of your sin. He said, send for a man. Give me the next verse. Now, send men to who? Where? Joppa. And send for Simon, whose surname is what? Give me the next verse. He's lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do. See the specific illustration and description of where people are. Peter is lodging in another house of another man that's called Simon, like his own. He said, Simon, Peter, is different from Simon the tanner. God was describing
The angel of God was describing for Cornelius. God knows your address. Help me to tell your neighbor. God knows your address. God knows your address. God knows my address. He will never forget. It's not the nature of God to forget you. Unless you begin to believe like that. And that was what Cornelius did. And as soon as Peter came, he was still explaining the scripture. Since he was trying to follow protocol. The Holy Spirit just fell. The Holy Spirit broke protocol. He was supposed to lead them to prayer. The Holy Spirit just fell on them and they began to speak in tongues. If you are not convinced, open your Bible with me again to John chapter 11 and I will close on that. I hope my time is over. I'm okay. John chapter 11. Let's read verse 1 and 2. Now a certain man was sick. Lazarus of where? Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. You remember Mary and Martha? Huh? You remember them? Verse 2. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with what? With fragrant oil and wiped his feet with what? Do you remember that offering? Why did the Bible describing the house of Mary like this? Because there are many Marys in the Bible. There are Mary the Magdalene. There is Mary the mother of Jesus. There is so many Mary. But so that there won't be confusion. He said that Mary that anoint the feet of Jesus with oil. Not only that, there can be any other person that gave like that. But she wiped his feet. So, and you know, when they were, you know, that day when Judas was complaining, Jesus said, leave her. What she's doing. He said, wherever this gospel is preached, what is doing today, they will be mentioned. One sacrifice became a tree of righteousness. Because God is not unjust to forget your input. Help me to tell your neighbor, God will not forget your input in his house. And the God of the Bible is just. It will be unjust of him to forget. The knowledge of that gives you boldness in prayer. If you are a faithful tither, an offering in this church. If you have challenges, you can go to God. Say, Lord, this is what your word says. I've done my own part of the game. You must not allow this devourer around me. In Jesus' name. Because he cannot deny himself. That is what gives you confidence. That's what gives you boldness. Even though the earth may be removed, things may be happening around you. What is making people to be afraid? They say, are you not a human being? I am a human being, but it's of a different species. Because we are only the people that operate in two realms at the same time. We are on earth, but we are seated in Christ in heavenly realms. There, no forces of darkness is permitted there. When you are conscious of that, it gives you confidence. God will not forget. He said, I know your works. And since God is true and is a just God, he cannot deny himself. Now, if God knows my works, this is where I want to wrap it up. How should I do his work now? If I have not deceived you by my explanation. I hope you know I'm not the one that wrote the Bible. If God is conscious of my input and your input in his kingdom, what should be my response now? I think I should rather do it well. Isn't it? I should rather do what I am doing in God's kingdom with all dedication and determination. Because now that I know that I am not doing it for man. Because if you are waiting for man to say thank you, they may not remember. But I know that I am doing it for who? And that God take records of people's input in his kingdom. Just like I have described to you this morning. And he can describe your house, no matter how remote the place is, and give angels specific instruction to come and deliver to you. I hope you know the same God that we are worshiping now, that we are calling today, is what they worship in the Old Testament. So that's why the reason why the Bible says it doesn't change. It's the same yesterday, today, and what? If it has happened before, it can happen again. Are you listening to me? Do you know that God can send angels to your house? Do you know that God can send even human beings to your house in form of angels that you don't know? Do you know that God can orchestrate your step to where your blessings are without you making any effort to make it happen? Are you listening to me? There will be a reward from him to give you an elevation, because divine acknowledgement always leads to divine elevation. I don't know whether I should repeat myself. Divine acknowledgement leads to divine what? Elevation. When God take record of our input like that, it's because he wants to promote you. He wants to appoint you. He wants to elevate you. He has done it before. He will do it again. He will do it for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. When David was watching over the sheep at the backside of the desert, he didn't know that God was watching. And because of his faithfulness to the things of God, to his commitment to his father's business, do you know that when the lion came, if he has run back home, you know his parents will be happy. I hope at least it is the sheep that the lion eats, not you. Isn't it? But God was watching how he kept those sheep, how dedicated he was in taking care of those sheep. You know, among the stories in the Bible that thrills me, there is none like the story of David. There are two personalities in the Bible that I love most, David and Joseph. He said the beard came to take one of the sheep. I confronted it. I took him out. The lion came. He didn't know that God was using that to prepare him for Goliath. God said, "Ah." He said, "Don't you see what the scripture says? I have found David." He said, "With my olive oil, I will anoint him. There's the son of wickedness will not exert himself upon him." He said, "My covenant will not depart from him." Ah, may God swear over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. By reason of what you do, ordinarily, on a daily basis, going to work, just being out, just being yourself. That's the reason why those who pretend don't last, because they will soon be tired. I am telling you, they will soon be tired. They will soon be tired. They will soon be tired. Amen? They will soon be tired. They will soon be tired. Some people said to me, said that it's like this ministry consulting is paying you. I said, why not? Come along. Mabo. you come. And that's the truth. It's good if that is your call. But if he has not called you to do what I'm doing and you come, you will regret it. Because you will soon be tired. You will soon be tired. The only thing that sustains you is that grace, unusual grace that he releases over your life to accomplish the assignment he has for you. So David, dedicated, faithful, and because of that, the day that God wants a replacement for Saul, see what God told Saul, Samuel. He
said, for how long will you mourn over our son? I have rejected him. He said, go to the house of Jesse. I have appointed one of his sons as my king. Even before the natural coronation, there is a spiritual coronation. Please, let's face reality. The God of the Bible is real. I see that God rewarding you this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. I see God visiting us in this house in an unusual dimension. In the mighty name of Jesus. He will give us open doors. And Pastor, I want to challenge you. Bring all those old prophecies, prophetic word for this church that we have received over the years. We have come to the threshold of manifestations. The season of reward has come over this house. The input of men will be rewarded. The input of women will be rewarded. The input of young and old will be rewarded. And God will do it not because of the fact that you exert strength or you pray much or you fast much, but because of his mercy. So let me close on that. That key that he said he has. He said, you know, it's one key. He didn't say keys like Matthew. It's one key. He said, who has the key of David? What's the key of David that God is talking about? It's the mercy of God that qualifies you for something that you didn't work for. They call it the key of David. If you read Psalm 89, you know, he said the sure mercy of David. The mercy is one, but this one is sure. That cannot be denied. He said, I'm going to do in your life and in this church unusual dimension. Things that eyes have not seen. Things that ears have not heard. Things that never enter into the heart of men. Those seven mountains of prophecy will begin to manifest. A little one will become a thousand. In the mighty name of Jesus. God is going to showcase us as a church that he has visited. And he has visited to bless. Not only because we please him, but because of his mercy. Because of his mercy. That's the key that God has brought this morning. And as we close this morning, I want to reiterate that. What makes people miss out in God's agenda? Galatians chapter 6. And we are going to pray on that. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 9. Let's read it together. And let us not grow weary. Why doing good? For induces. We shall what? Those of us who study English, what is the meaning of if? Yeah? Conditional statement. If we faint not. If we faint not. In my little walk with God, and having been in church ministry for all these years, you know, a little bit, I think under 30 years, I have seen God in a measure. I have seen that some people miss out of the time of their visitation. They will have been working hard. But when it is about time for them to be rewarded, they shift position. They just shift position. And the disaster about that is that they will begin again. In God's record, whatever they have done before that time is wiped out. They just shift. You remember when we started in Desta, some of our guys that we started, because, in the initial time of any ministry is always very difficult. It's a trial time. Jesus himself experienced it. That was the reason why he was telling those disciples, that you are the one who stay with me during the time of my trials. When other people are going away, you stay. He said, now I'm going to reward you. Not only with a position, but a kingdom. With a kingdom that you now rule over the 12 tribes of Israel. That is God's promotion. Two things make people to lose their reward from God that I have seen and I have learned. There may be more. The first one is offenses. What do I call it? Huh? Answer me now. And the Bible says it is impossible that offenses will, it will come in Jesus' name. So help me to tell your neighbor, they will offend you. In Jesus' name. The choir, do you know that that is true? Don't you offend one another? Huh? Plenty. But when that happens, I have seen some believers say, no, I don't want to have anything to do with him again. I don't, never. What you turn here? It is part of the curriculum for your character development. You run away from it, you are going to repeat the class. I am telling you under God, I lie not. If you run away from this one, you are going to repeat it. And you know, you cannot harass God with your age. You are the one that will be marking time. You will repeat the class. I am telling you. There is nothing you can do about it. Anywhere else you go, you will start repeating that class. Are you listening to me? The second reason why people miss out on God's reward and blessing for them is lack of continuity. Lack of continuity. You are zealous in the beginning, and after some time, you begin to draw back. You begin to draw back, maybe because of some challenges, maybe because of some trials that seems as if God is incapacitated. You don't know that those trials are arranged to bring you to your promotion. They are arranged by God. Don't you see, one of the tragedy of our days to Christianity is that we think that when a Christian has a problem, they have sinned. They have offended God. God is done with them. God is angry with them. That's the reason why he's punishing them like that. No. 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 Hey, look at Joseph. The dream that God showed him is true. But that dream will not happen in Canaan. It will not. Because the way he was, he's the one that normally comes home with bad report concerning his brother to their father. And their father make him a coat of many color. They don't become prime minister like that. God have to arrange for him to be sold into slavery by his brothers. See, when he appeared, they said, behold, the dreamer coming. Let's sell him. Let's kill him. Divine hand said, no, don't kill him. And suggested through one of them, let's put him in this pit. And as soon as they did that, they said, look at the merchant, they are coming. Let's sell him. Because, you see, since the day you were born, the hand of God is upon your life, moving you through the crowd. Until you arrive at your destiny. Hey, Joe, about today, Egypt, why is it that out of all the slaves in the market, it's 45 that bought him? The man from the palace. Divine orchestration of steps. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways, whether positive or negative. We are here. We are here. We are here. I said we are here. We are going somewhere. This church is going somewhere. I know that under God, this church is going somewhere. I pray that your part in this ministry will not be missing. In the mighty name of Jesus. And when you get to Potiphar's house, you know there is adultery in his lineage. You remember Judah? So yeah, okay. Kill and eat. I know you have been accusing Potiphar's wife for tempting a young man. It's a divine hand. She is talking about the prime minister. Gbogbo awon obirin wa oni gbadun mo. There is a man that contested the election in Nigeria. One of the reasons why the military could not allow him to become the president is because of his nature. Kill and eat. Do you think it is? You know, those things are not frictions. A young man that's never married, that is full-blooded young man. Tokpe. He's not the one running after a woman. It's the woman of the house that is running after him. It's a test, sir. It's a test. So that's the time when you read Psalm 105, the Bible said the word of the Lord tested him. And the day he finished his curriculum, he did graduation. What did God need to elevate him from prison? He said, Pharaoh, dream, dream, dream. And nobody will be able to interpret that dream until Joseph appears. And all the astrologers and magicians, they called them. They couldn't see the mystery. See, when God wants to promote you, he sent a custom-made problem that those who have forgotten you. You know, you remember one of those guys he interpreted a dream for? He said, remember me, when is good for you? Now, if that guy had remembered him and they release him, where will he go back to? Eh? He will go back to Potiphar's house to continue his slavery. Don't be angry if people forget you. It's because it's part of the curriculum. It's part of the curriculum. I believe my Redeemer liveth. And I will see him at the end of the day. I may be through trials and temptations now. It may seem that nothing is working around my life now. But don't rejoice over me. Because I know the one that I believe. Stand on your feet. Lift up your hands to him.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,